You're listening to the Quizzable Cast, episode 56 for the 2012 NEQT ICT.
Everybody, your names?
He was just like, all right, we'll just read half the pack.
T-E-B.
Just read one.
G.
Yeah, that rant was pretty delightful.
Stephen L.
Dallas S.
Andy D.
So there's 10 toss-ups or 12?
12 toss-ups and time.
And time, right?
12. Time. All the time. All right, those seem great.
We're ready.
Okay.
Why?
Are you guys ready?
Why?
All right. Welcome to Round 8 Tiebreakers. Ground rules. These are 12 toss-up untimed halves. First, we have Virginia against Harvard. The winner of that is number one out of this bracket. The loser of that will then play USD on the second half. UCSD. Get all the letters out. On the second half of the packet. Okay?
Okay.
Everyone understands that before we start reading questions?
Does the loss carry over whoever wins? So if we won and UCSD didn't make it, would our loss from them carry over?
Those losses, I do not believe they carry over. Okay. They're solely to determine place within which bracket.
Okay. Okay.
Why
don't
I just
beat
UCSD? Come on.
You're asking me, man. That was the most embarrassing game.
All right. Both teams ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is round 8, toss-up 1. One method for describing this process matches to an exterior solution, which is an expansion in spherical Hankel functions by applying Rayleigh's formula. That method describes this process through superpositions of partial waves. The classical theory of this process has input variables of particle energy and impact parameter. At low energies, the surface area of hard spheres gives this process its cross-section. For 10 points...
Scattering.
That's it.
Good job. Nice.
He collaborated with Charles Hamilton on the book Black Power, The Politics of Liberation in America, for 10 points each. Name this man who became honorary prime minister of the Black Panthers after succeeding John Lewis as leader of SNCC.
I think so.
Carmichael.
Yes. Yeah. In a lecture on Black Power, this man argued that Carmichael stood on the shoulders of Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois. His writings on the Haitian Revolution include The Black Jacobins.
James.
Yes. Carmichael changed his name to Kwame Ture after moving to this country, where his first wife, Miriam Makeba, became a delegate to the UN.
Could be like Guinea, maybe, because Ture. Guinea.
Yes, third.
Good job. Yes.
Toss-up 2. A mobile version of this subject was introduced by Yona Friedman, who founded the GEAM to advance his ideas on it. The assertion that the regulating line is a guarantee against...
Architecture.
15.
Okay.
The Chan el-Jarid, west of the Gulf of Gabez, is the lowest point in this Mediterranean nation. For 10 points each, name this nation the site of Sfax and Bazerting.
Tunisia.
Yes. South of the Chan el-Jarid is this Saharan sand sea, the eastern of two near namesakes.
Great Erg.
Okay. Yeah, Erg. East. So, yeah.
Answer, please.
Great Erg.
More.
Oriental.
Yes. In summer, the dried-up Chan el-Jarid is the scene of this form of superior mirage, whose Italian name borrows from Arthurian legend.
The siege peril.
Hard to fall.
Yeah, that is the Fata Morgana. Point. Toss-up 3.
A mirage.
Clear.
Its fifth book opens with a discussion of Aristotle's definition of chance in the Physics, and goes on to discuss the nature of eternity and the idea that God transcends time. The story of how Zeno bit off his tongue and threw it in the Arcus is told earlier, while the author defiantly explains to the title figure that he did desire the safety of the Senate, which is why he was imprisoned in Pavia. Patients with rheumatoid arthritis may develop antibodies against proteins modified with this group, for 10 points each. Name this molecule that is formed from the reaction of ornithine and carbamoyl phosphate.
No answer.
Well, citrulline. Citrulline synthesis occurs during this cycle that generates its namesake waste product from ammonia.
Urea cycle.
Yes. In the urea cycle, citrulline reacts with this amino acid to form arginine-succinate. This amino acid participates in a namesake shuttle of reducing equivalents with malate.
Again. It's something A, I think.
Okay.
Leucine.
That is aspartic acid. That is 10. Settings in this film include Ma Maison, where Sammy Kahn and Neil Diamond set new lyrics to Love and Marriage. One character discomforts another by asking him if he did any fornicating last night, and by opinding that his Italian shoes
bus,
are...
Bus. Frost Nixon.
That's right. 15. Buzzer check after
Resolve,
the bombs.
Yeah. Well, it was a... Yeah.
For 10 points each, answer the following of photographer Rene Cox. Rudy Giuliani made a fuss over a piece showing a nude Cox flanked by 11 black men and one white man in a reinterpretation of this Leonardo da Vinci mural.
Yeah. Glassover.
Yes. Hoxha said she drew inspiration from Sisters of the Yam, a work written under this uncapitalized pen name of feminist Gloria Jean Watkins. Sojourner Truth's speech provided the title of her book, Ain't I a Woman?
Bell Hooks.
Yes. A 2004 series by Cox honors Jamaican national heroine Queen Nanny, one of these escaped slaves who fought two wars against the British.
Merlin.
Yes. That's good. 30. And can we have a buzzer check, please? Anyone else wish to buzz in?
So is it just
I wasn't clear? Yeah, I just...
Yeah!
That's it. Entertaining.
All right.
All right.
Chosen the lights. Shaky buzzers for circles.
All right. Everyone okay with whatever may have just gone on there?
Let me try. Okay. Well, seems fine.
Seems
reasonable.
All
right. Can we just switch it?
I mean,
there's a lot of rooms that have working buzzers.
Yeah, it's true. Do you guys want to switch it?
I mean, they seem like they
really
work.
Care.
If there's another problem, maybe.
Okay, if it does something else strange, we'll flop it out, okay? All right, this is toss of five. This story is set mainly on a plateau that received snow after a month-long drought turned stones to dust. The story's protagonist decides not to go to Tinguit, contravening orders relayed by the old gendarme Balducci. Near its end, the protagonist sees a chalkboard with the words, "You handed over our brother, you will pay for this," as he returns to a schoolhouse. For 10 points, a condemned...
The guest
for 10 points.
Thanks.
They lamented the spiritually empty life of the title figure in their social history of the woman of the 18th century, for 10 points each. Name these brothers whose other collaborative efforts included their scandalous journals and the novel Madame Gervaisais.
Oh, it's the Goncourt.
Yes. Nice. The Prix de Goncourt was awarded in 1919 to this author of Within a Budding Grove, the second volume of his novel In Search of Lost Time.
The Proust.
Yes. The assassin Chen Ta'er dies in a failed bombing of Chiang Kai-shek in this Prix Goncourt winning novel by André Malraux.
That's it.
30.
Good job.
Toss up 5.
Where?
Excuse me. Toss up 6. In 1900, the Supreme Court determined that J.C.W. Beckham was the state's governor following the assassination of William Gerbil. A governor of the state named Augustus Wilson dispatched troops to suppress night riders in its Black Patch War. More recent leaders of this state include Happy Chandler and a man who was vice president under Harry Truman, Alvin Barclay.
Kentucky.
That's right.
Good job. Good work, David.
Bonus. This distribution is used in a test named for Pearson that compares observed and expected frequencies for 10 points each. Name this probability distribution whose only parameter is the number of degrees of freedom of its continuous random variable.
I hope it's Gaussian, unless you have another one. Poisson.
That's chi-squared. The chi-squared distribution is a special case of this other probability distribution whose namesake function extends the factorial function to complex numbers.
Gamma?
Yes. The sum of r independent random variables of this distribution with parameter lambda converges to the gamma distribution with parameters r and lambda.
Is this good?
Just try to
get Gaussian.
This is the exponential distribution.
Oh.
10. Toss-up 7. Luis Marin's Utopics analyzes this place as a degenerate utopia, and it is a perfect model of all the entangled orders of simulation in simulacra and simulation. In Travels in Hyperreality, Umberto Eco praises its working model of the sailing ship Columbia and its use of the audio animatronic technique.
Disneyland?
Yes.
Oh. This makes a lot of sense.
Now we're ready. Andrew Bosman. 10 points each in these scales of archaeological analysis. Alfred Kroeber popularized this term for large regions with shared societal characteristics. North America is commonly divided into 10 of these units, including Mesoamerica and the Great Basin.
I don't know, regions, not salvage ethnography. It's like, what are we,
I don't know.
Region.
They're culture areas.
Oh,
this term denotes a locale containing continuous remains of a single settlement unit. They contain sets of artifacts known as assemblages and can be excavated.
Sites?
Like, I don't know.
Sites?
Yes. An archaeological culture consists of several of these repeated assemblages made of the same material and constructed in the same manner. Paleolithic ones include the Aquilean and Mousterian.
We don't know what this is.
No answer.
Those are industries, and that's 10 points. Toss up 8. This city names a steroid-responsive mutation in the promoter region of Factor 9. A research center in this city found that activated protein seed resistance is caused by a namesake Factor 5 mutation, increasing risk of deep vein thromboses. Helium liquefaction.
Bombay.
Helium liquefaction and superconductivity were first achieved in this city's cryogenics lab led by Heike Kamerlingh-Onnes. It is also the namesake of a foil-coated prototype capacitor. For 10 points, a charge-storing jar is named for what Dutch city?
Wait.
Wow.
Bonus. In this movement, a solo clarinet theme is followed by a crashing chord, then by pizzicato strings depicting the central character's bouncing severed head for 10 points each. In this fourth movement, an 1830 work depicting the central character's nightmare.
March to the Scaffold.
March to the Scaffold.
Yes. March to the Scaffold is part of this work, inspired by Hector Berlioz's... Yes. The third movement of Symphonie Fantastique features a conversation between an English horn and one of these instruments played off stage. Its repertoire includes Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses after Ovid and many pieces by virtuoso Antonio Pasquali.
Clarinet.
Oboe, 20.
My bad.
Toss-up 9. In 2003, this team went 8-0 at home to earn a wild card, but lost in overtime at Lambeau Field in the first round of the playoffs. The next year, this team won its first NFC divisional title, but its star running back was infuriated when he lost the rushing title by 1 yard to Curtis Martin. Yes, and that's 15. One poem by this author describes a Mr. Apollinax, whose visit to the United States reminds the speaker of Priapus and the Shrubbery, for 10 points each. Name this poet whose other early works include one about readers of the Boston Evening Transcript who sway in the wind like a field of ripe corn.
Ezra Pound. Ezra Pound.
T.S. Eliot. This Eliot poem has an epigraph from the Jew of Malta and depicts a woman who says, "I have saved this afternoon for you." Lord Warburton and Caspar Goodwood appear in a similarly titled 1880 novel. Yes, this other Eliot poem begins, "Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky."
Love song, okay,
yes, that's 20.
Right, time out.
No, it doesn't
matter.
Oh, yeah.
There's no time out. I have 145, 120.
I've done 60, 120.
My
Who's up?
160, 120.
Okay, I missed 10 points. Did you get a neg on them for that for the Titan jar?
One neg, yep, and one power.
You must have missed the toss up.
Okay, that was probably
you gave him 5 points for the neg.
I have 10 and 30 is 40.
I'll take your word for it.
All right, let's.
Okay,
let's make that on the first look. That's probably right.
Both teams agree.
Yeah.
What toss up are we on?
This will be toss up 10.
Okay.
Toss up 10. His first minister was forced to resign after he appointed Lord Clanrickard as Lord Privy Seal and because of his reaction to the Orsini letter. Replaced by Lord Derby, he facilitated the meeting at Willis's rooms at which the Liberal Party was formed, and he allied with Lord John Russell until his 1865 death.
Awesome.
That's right. Bonus. He crossed the Alps in 1799, 9 years after capturing the supposedly impregnable fortress of Ismail, for 10 points each, named this Russian general who wrote The Science of Victory.
Kutuzov.
That's Suvorov. In 1774, Suvorov helped suppress a Cossack rebellion led by this pretender to the Russian throne.
Kubichev?
Answer, please.
Kubichev.
Yes. Suvorov led the 1788 siege of Ochakov along with this prince, who also established the Black Sea Fleet and greatly embellished his surroundings when entertaining his sovereign.
So, Prince of...
like a Ukrainian...
Something
like
that. I don't really know.
Prince Orlov.
Answer, please.
Orlov.
That's Potemkin, and that's 10.
Yeah, there's
toss up 11.
Clear.
Egyptian lore held that ichneumons kill these animals by diving into their gullets and chewing their way out. These animals rescued Menes from dogs. In return, he built a city in the Fayum. A son of Set known as Maga took this form, as did a son of Nath known as the Lord of the Marsh, who invented the fish trap. Roger Kipling credited the elephant child's long trunk to one of these reptiles.
Crocodile.
Yes.
It's like a folk saying or some shit like that.
This law states that the negative partial time derivative of the magnetic field equals the curl of the electric field for 10 points each. Name this law, which states that a changing magnetic field induces an electric field.
Is that Faraday?
Lenz?
I feel like
one,
but maybe.
Lenz.
It's Faraday's law. An alternate statement of Faraday's law sets the induced EMF equal to the negative time derivative of this quantity. It equals the surface integral of the magnetic field.
Yeah.
Flux.
Yes. For periodic motions of chain of charges in an electromagnetic field, the magnetic moment and the flux enclosed by a drift orbit are two of these quantities that are conserved under certain conditions.
So, like, invariant?
Answer, please.
Invariant.
Wrong.
Charge invariant?
No, they are adiabatic invariants, and that's 10 points.
Score?
Is it tied?
Tied at 160.
Tied at 160. Okay, awesome. Then this is toss-up 12. This desert's eastern boundary is marked by the Sky Islands, the Pinoleno and Chiricahua Mountains. An erg region is found within one portion of it, the Gran Desierto de Altar, which is also the site of Puerto Peñasco.
I got to do it. Out of comma.
That's fine.
Sorry.
understand.
You psyched him out, man.
Other portions of it include the Tonopah and Lake Jugia deserts, and southeast of it is the Sierra Madre Occidental, for 10 points in this desert known for its saguaro cacti, named for northwestern state of Mexico. Your bonus, for 10 points each, chance of the following on rock and roll songs inspired by poetry. A factory worker voices shock over the title character's suicide in this duo's song, Richard Corey. They also record Cecilia and Bridge Over Troubled Water. Yes. This British prog rock band's debut album, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, features Edgar Allan Poe-inspired songs like The Raven. Their name was also used by Dr. Evil for his giant laser.
The Alan Parsons Project?
Yes. The Beatles' song, Golden Slumbers, uses lyrics from the Cradle song in this Elizabethan dramatist's play, Paper Grizzle. He attacked Ben Johnson with Satura Mastix. It is.
You love like serious pop culture.
I love Beatles.
What? Who wrote The Guest?
Camille.
Camille.